This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at wheat for Friday, July 29th. I apologize, I've missed a couple days here, but things have gotten pretty busy in the morning and I just haven't been able to get to the podcast. But I'm going to get one in today because these markets are just on a tear. All the grains have been sharply higher, led by soybeans and the front month soybeans, August, but also corn. And wheat is tagging along, but it's starting to get a bit more traction here today and appears to be starting to assert a little bit of leadership in the grains. But by and large, this is being driven by weather for corn and beans. And for wheat, it's resurging issues with the grain corridor out of the Black Sea. Big surprise there. But just over the last 6 days, we've seen soybeans, the front month soybeans, have rallied $2.40. The September contract has rallied to $1.85. And that does include the high for so far today on the night session. In corn, we've rallied 68 cents on the front month September, and wheat has been up 90 cents. So, you know, again, for corn, you've got both of these issues. You've got the grain corridor issues, and you've got weather. And the weather forecasts continue pretty consistently over the last 3-4 days. Every single 6 to 10 day and 8 to 14 has been hot over the Central Plains and well into the Midwest. In fact, NOAA's forecast, these 6 to 10 days, have the heat over the entire Midwest. It even engulfs the eastern Midwest, and the dry pocket is in that same region, and the 8 to 14 is the same story. To be honest, I've never seen a weather forecast be that bullish for grains, which probably means it's not going to happen. So, take it for what it is. But, you know, coming into the key pollination period for soybeans, obviously this poses a huge problem. And for corn, we've kind of skated through most of the pollination in okay shape in the heart of the Midwest. Central and Southern Plains got decimated. But when you look at, you know, the heart of the Midwest, it did okay. We had the rains. So big yields there could go a long way toward offsetting losses in the plains. But it's still going to be some sort of yield drag on corn. I think that's why corn is starting to wake up here. But still, you have to get through August and ear filling before you can really be that confident that corn is in okay shape. And with the heat that is reportedly coming, then I think that you're going to start to see more yield drag coming into the Midwest. So that is a problem because you just can't afford to lose yield below trend line. And so, you know, that right now we're sitting maybe a bushel or so above trend line as far as the average yield guess goes. You shave off a couple bushels and pretty soon you're in a really tight situation. For soybeans, the heat and dryness couldn't come at a worse time because, again, you're coming right into the key pollination. And even for corn, some of those late planted fields are going to be pollinating late, and this puts them right into that heat spell. So we're headed into a weekend. The forecast remains the same. You know, I keep waiting for it to change because it ultimately always does. But for the last few days, again, it has held in there. So this takes us well into the second, or to the middle of August, continuing hot and dry, which takes us through pollination for soybeans and into the early stages of ear fill for corn. So it's a major deal. The market is reacting, but I think corn and wheat have been fairly slow to react simply because, you know, the weather forecast always changes. You have the potential for the Black Sea to export a lot of wheat. Now you've got some issues, you know, popping up for, you know, the actual logistics and the execution of this grain corridor. So it's hard to say, but I think coming into the weekend, people are probably not going to want to be short unless at the noon hour you see the weather forecast shows some kind of a hint of this high pressure ridge moving out of the Midwest. Then I think the gig is up. But for now, I think the markets will hold until you get some shift in the weather pattern. The spring wheat tour in the Northern Plains, pretty much just over North Dakota, wrapped up yesterday. We got a record 49.1 bushels an acre forecast. So that's such a far cry from where we were just a year ago. But nevertheless, we're looking at a big spring wheat crop coming. And that's probably going to keep a lid on wheat prices until we get through the bulk of spring wheat harvest, which will be late this year because plantings were late. So that's I think, the big drag on wheat, other than the potential for big exports coming out of the Black Sea. But again, we're running into these logistics problems with the grain corridor. Russia's complaining that NATO's not doing much to help their grain exports. Here we are. We're at another impasse. Again, no surprise there. So, you know, for wheat, it'll be a reluctant follower if corn really takes off. But again, the heat coming to the Midwest is clearly supportive to the row crops. They have been responding, but they can only respond so much until you really start to see the damage. And that's kind of on a Monday to Monday standpoint, progress, when we get those progress reports and the condition reports to see just what's going on. We've already seen the conditions start to decline from last week or this past week's report, and it's highly unlikely that that's going to improve after this Monday too. So we'll probably continue to see crop deterioration. They'll plug those numbers in and get their yield estimates, and then the markets will have to react. But we do have a big crop coming out of Brazil, which is helping to ease the pain of crop losses here in the United States. But again, still, we really cannot afford, and the world can't afford, to see U.S. corn production below trend line, which is right around that 175 bushels an acre. Average yields so far, again, are running 1 to 2 bushels above that. So we have some cushion, but not much. And if this heat materializes and the lack of rain materialize in the Midwest like is forecast, you're going to shave bushels off pretty fast. And that's going to take us well below trend. So this is why corn market is reacting. It's why soybeans are up so strong, because they're right in the heart of this. And wheat kind of begrudgingly tagging along. Export sales yesterday were 412,000 tons for wheat. And that's a respectable number. Year-to-date sales from the June 1 beginning of the marketing year, we're at 8 million tons even. That's down 2% from last year, but it's equal to the pace needed to meet USDA's projections. Corn export sales were a low 344,000 tons. Year-to-date, as we wrap up this marketing year, 60.1 million tons is 13% below last year, and it's 5 points behind USDA's pace. The pace needed to meet USDA's projections. Soybean sales at 693,000 tons. Year to date, we're at 50.5 million tons. That's 4% below last year, and it's 2% each points lower than the pace needed to meet USDA's projections. So here we go. We're probably going to see some USDA lowering export projections for both the row crops, and that will take ending stocks up a bit for old crop, and that'll bring it into new crop. But again, it's not going to be enough to offset the yield losses that we're seeing for this year's crop. Another thing that we're looking at here is the strength of the dollar index. That certainly has an impact on wheat in particular, where you just have more competition in the world market. We're at a 20-year high on the dollar index. So despite inflation running very hot and fears of recession here in the U.S., the dollar index just continues to plow upward. And that's putting some brakes on U.S. export sales as well. So I think moving forward, you know, it's probably going to stay strong headed into a weekend. Unless you see the weather forecast start to buckle, then I think everything just pitches out. And one other thing I think it's important to note here, this rally so far has been on declining open interest, which means it's just a lot of short covering. We've had just a huge sell-off in these row crops. Now you're seeing the big traders start to lift those hedges or shorts, hedgers getting stopped out, you know, protecting their hedge profits. So you want to see the open interest start to increase. That would show you that they believe in this weather market They believe the forecast is going to stick around the way it's been forecasting and that you do indeed have a production problem. Then you really start to get some momentum to the upside. But first, we have to offset the bear trend, and then we have to get into that bull trend, which for soybeans, you could probably argue you're doing. Corn and wheat is still yet to make that happen. So we'll see where we go, but it's been a pretty impressive run so far in the beans and corn. Getting to some lofty levels, running into some resistance levels, but again, weather is the driver. And I'm just kind of holding my breath, waiting for that forecast to change, which it seems like it always does, especially this time of year. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.